Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, sitting in for Eric Johnson. Bipartisan support for farm labor immigration reform ran headlong into GOP complaints at a Senate Judiciary hearing that the southern border must be secured first. Fireworks flew at that hearing when former chair and South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham had this angry exchange with USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Do you understand that if you give legal status to one person without first securing the border, you're going to have a run on the border 10 times worse?
No, I don't believe so.
You don't believe that?
And the reason I don't is because I think the primary
I just think that's ludicrous.
And the fight got nastier when Texas Republican Ted Cruz piled on.
Talk to farmers and ranchers who are dealing with coyotes crossing their land on a daily basis, trafficking people, trafficking drugs. Talk to landowners like one rancher I know who had his ranch house broke into an MS-13 painted, spray painted on the walls.
Usually mild-mannered Judiciary Chairman and Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin unswayed.
We're trying to figure out a way to deal with this. And if the premise is that we can't do anything on immigration until we do everything on immigration, we'll be right where we've been for 36 years, doing nothing.
Which is where the Senate could be headed after the House in March passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act that's gotten mixed reviews from the American Farm Bureau and others. Democrats hoping to include broad immigration reform in President Biden's social infrastructure bill later this year. But Republicans argue it's not budget-related and want the Senate parliamentarian to keep it out, nixing another possible avenue for farm labor reform. There's a distinct line reflecting both extremes of U.S. pasture and rangeland condition within the latest edition of the Pasture and Rangeland Report.
We continue to see the haves and have-nots. Those living south and east of a line from the upper Midwest to the southern Rockies, things are looking pretty good for the most part. Very dry as you head north and west of that line.
With USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey noting 40% of the nation's pastures and rangelands are rated very poor to poor, while 30% are rated good to excellent.
We have a lot of states across the southeastern half of the country reporting pastures at least 70% good to excellent. That includes a couple of Midwestern states, Missouri and Ohio, a number of states in the east, and also in the southeast.
Yet moving into drought-plagued areas further north and west,
we see a remarkable 96% of the pastures and rangelands in Washington state coming in at very poor to poor this week.
You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending part of your morning with us. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Inside Agriculture.